Welcome to the Hope United podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today.
Amen, 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 amen. Everybody sit down. Everybody stand up. Everybody stand back up. Stand back up, sit back down. Just sit back down right now. Now just move over one seat. Move over one seat. Move over one seat. That's good. Then move back. Then just kind of shake the person next to you. There needs to be an awareness. Before I can speak on awareness, I've got to wake y'all up here this morning. Okay, you good? Is everybody awake? Good. All right. We are in the series of the gift exchange, and today I want to speak on the gift of awareness, which really is what I'm doing, is I'm saying, John, come here just with me for a second. I want to, now, if I'm going to have somebody play God, okay, come on. Truly, this is really God. you see people that are aware, he just gets into character just like that. Just like that. Boom. He didn't even know I was going to call him up. Play God. Boom. Okay. So, awareness. I'm not going to teach about awareness. I'm going to show you awareness today. I came into the room and I said, God, let me be aware to who's in the room today. Now, do you know what John does for a living? Are y'all aware? John is a broker and a salesman in insurance, correct?
Correct.
Okay. John, how much time do you have when you meet a potential new client to grab them and to bring them in? How much time do you have whether they're going to entertain what you have to say or shut you off? How much time do you think you have?
You have to do it very quickly. You have to relationship.
Okay. Now see, this is not rehearsed. I didn't tell John to do this. The reason John makes money in insurance is the fact he's aware. In just a moment, he's aware of what they need. Because if you don't understand what they need, you're not going to connect with them.
No connection. Get the heck out of here.
Are y'all listening to me? Do you know where the greatest money is made in the world? It's in sales. Did you know that? The wealthiest people on earth are the people that know how to sell commodities and exchanges in different situations like that. That's the wealthiest people in the world. So how do you know how to sell something? It's awareness. Evangelism is awareness. Evangelism is sales. Okay, so when I was a youth pastor, he's going to be my bishop, my authority. I thought that the whole church existed so I could have the youth ministry. And my uncle would try to share with me a broader awareness. And I would go, so what's the deal? He said, what about the men's ministry? I said, well, the men have no authority. By your fruit, you will know them. If their children are not doing good, they're not doing good. You have no success without a successor. I had a reason that the whole ministry existed just for the youth ministry. But he was on a different level. How many of you in this room have ever had children? Raise your hand. How many of you know that their awareness is not your budget at Christmas time? That's not their awareness. Their awareness is they need this gift. Do you know what an iPhone 13 goes for? I'm weeping right now. But see, they don't understand that. They just realize it's a different level of awareness. Okay, thank you, John.
Thank you.
Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to say, God, I want to exchange my awareness for your awareness. Again, I want to exchange my awareness for your awareness. How many times, Candy, I've come into a major conference or whatever, and I started to get up to speak, and I looked at my notes, and I realized this message is not going to work for this group. Now, you say, where is your awareness when you prayed that God couldn't have told you that earlier? I've talked with God about that. That, God, this whole emotional breakdown that I'm having right now, because this message will not work for this group. I want to tell you, 1 minute in God's awareness of something makes everything change. It makes everything simplified. It makes everything. I want, everybody say, I want to make an exchange. My awareness for God's awareness. Now, the greatest deception Satan ever designed for earth was for people to realize he doesn't exist. There's no such thing as the devil. He really doesn't exist. And so Hollywood reinforces it because it is an agenda from the enemy where he says things like, Harry Potter. It's all jokes. It's just people flying around, going to Hogsworth or Ward, or I don't know. And there's good wizards and there's bad wizards, and little Harry Potter, he can just beat everybody. The greatest demons and principalities and powers and so forth. But I want to tell you clearly today, In awareness, if you watch the life of Jesus, who is the prototype, he had an awareness of what the enemy was doing. He had an awareness of what was really going on. Okay, I'm saying spoiler alert right now. Spoiler alert, spoiler alert, spoiler alert. I've seen the new Matrix movie. Okay. Now, it's the same as the old Matrix movie. But it really drives home the point I want to make today. You remember when black guy Lawrence Fishburne, Morpheus. See, I just wanted to know if y'all watch it. Okay, that's good. Everybody in one mind and one accord with Morpheus. Morpheus, sunglasses. No sins on the sunglasses, just hanging on his face. We don't know how. And he said, you could take the red pill, you could take the blue pill. Now, which one was the one that... Okay. The red pill is you take it and you're just oblivious. You understand? You're not aware of what's going on. You're not aware that there's a matrix. You're not aware that there's demonic, that there is powers, there's principalities. You're not aware that there's systems that are systematically coming against us to try to destroy you, to keep you from being undefeated, and to keep you from understanding it's time. Or you can take the blue pill. Now, if you play the blue pill, you become totally aware. Now, you might not want to be aware, because when your eyes are really open to what's going on, if you think that there isn't principalities and powers, have a talk with Dr. Officer James Frazier. James, there's things that go on in the street that's unexplainable. If you didn't understand principalities and powers, the way that people treat other people, the sick things that people do, there has to be something that drives people beyond that. What I want to understand is, how can you win in this world if you don't understand what you're up against? If you're not aware that you can just say, I have all authority. I'm not speaking this to glorify demons and principalities and powers. I'm telling you that if you're not aware and you don't have the prince, if you don't have the helmet of salvation, you don't understand the way that he sees things. Okay. So we realize in Matthew 16, 14 through 19, and he answered, and what Jesus was asking was, are you guys aware? Who do men say that I am? And they start showing you how unaware they are. Well, some say you're John the Baptist. Others say that you're Elijah. Others say you're Jeremiah, one of the prophets. Simon Peter says, the only one who was aware. Everybody say the only one that was aware said, you're the Christ. You're the Messiah. You are the Son of the living God. And Jesus goes, you've got an awareness they don't have. That's why he was trusted to preach the message on the day of Pentecost. Because he had an awareness nobody. Right. Say it out loud. Say, God, I want an awareness nobody else has. Come on, Iris, David. I want an awareness that when I walk in, principalities and powers know I'm there. I have the solution. No, come on, Jess. I have the solution. I'm aware that there are solutions. God's not wringing his hands up in heaven screaming out, Jesus, what are we going to do? God is up in heaven going, get aware. He would say, how dull you are. This is Jesus. How dull you are. How slow to learn you are. You got to be aware. The seasoned fishermen are tripping out because there's some water coming into the boat. And Jesus goes, how long am I going to be with you? You're not aware that you have this authority? Water, sit down. And it laid down. Are you aware he's the first fruit of many brethren? Somebody say, I can speak to the wind. First hurricane that started to come to South Florida, and you know how they milk it on the news down here. It's going to be the worst ever. No one's going to be alive. And so I fell right into it because I'd never lived in hurricane country before. And so I called my Uncle Harry Meshagan, who's the most godly man that I knew, a powerful man that in Reader's Digest, his dad, there was an account of his dad going out on a major cruise that was going across the ocean, and they had brought all the people into the ballroom and had them laying down because it was so violent, the storm they were in. And Pop Meshagan, his father, went out, and he started to go to the door, and they said, you'll be swept right off the deck. And he said, just go back to your fear. And he walked out because he was aware of who he was. And he spoke in front of hundreds of people to the wind, to the water, and it laid down. Do you aware? The same God is in you. The same God. Come on. Anybody want to make an exchange today? Does anybody want to make an exchange? I want to make an exchange. My awareness for his awareness. And so we see, he says, flesh and blood hasn't revealed that to you, but my Father who is in heaven, I tell you that you are Peter, a rock. You're Peter, a rock. And upon this rock, upon this kind of revelation, I want you to say, if I have awareness, I have revelation. Say that. See, revelation shouldn't be something that, come on. It shouldn't be something that comes to you once in a while. Revelation should be, and give us this day our daily bread. See, guys, if you're in awareness, what people think is great revelation is just the way you talk to God. It's just your conversation back and forth with him, and all of a sudden you realize It was like when my son came in and saw my sermon topic for today, and I was going to start on "It's Time," because that was the word for this coming year. And my son says, "Not today, Dad. It's not time for the message. It's time." Come on, just be honest. That's okay. It's your turn. And he said, Dad, not it's time, not this morning. And I said, do you understand the awareness for me to change my message an hour before the sermon and redo the whole message because it wasn't "it's time" for "it's time"? Somebody, God can talk to you in a second and change everything. God can just, I'd rather say two sentences from God in God awareness than the most incredible pontification. Okay. So he says, upon this revelation. So you realize if you don't have the revelation of who Jesus is, if you don't have that kind of revelation, you won't be aware. You won't be aware. You're just going to be, I'll never forget, I would be sitting on the stage and this church is exploding in growth into the largest cross-cultural church in America. And I'm sitting there, and I would always sit by my uncle, and he would sit there with his Bible like this. Right before he was to get up to preach, he'd put his face like this. And he would go, "Yes. Yes, I hear you, Lord. Yes. Yes." And I'm sitting right beside him. And I'm kind of leaning over, cupping my hand to my ear. He had a level of awareness I did not have. You have to pay a price. Awareness, please get this down, is a discipline. It's, God, what do you think? What? Who do men say? What if he was to say that to you today, Iris? If he was to say, who am I to you? See, there's an awareness for you even being able to answer that question. Who am I to you? And I don't talk about Peter. I'm talking about you. Okay, well, Peter, you're the rock. You're the kind of revelation that's going to make a difference. And upon this kind of revelation, I will build my community. I'll build my community. That's number two. You have no authority unless you have a community that lives out what you believe. I'll say that again. You have no authority unless you have a community that lives out what you believe. Yeah, well, Bishop, I don't know about your ministry. You don't? Okay, Exhibit A. Exhibit A. Exhibit A. Oh, I don't know about marriage. Exhibit A. Upon this rock, Peter, I will build my community. What's your community? If you want to love your community, if you want to touch your community, I worked. What was it, Nelson? We worked together in the storage unit. What? Thursday, Monday, Tuesday. He hasn't had a lot of sleep. Nelson hasn't had a lot of sleep. They've got him working double shifts. And so that's okay. You didn't know what day of the week it was. Neither did I. I just know we were together in there. We were sweating. And Maria, I know everything about you. The way you work, your intensity, your focus. Because I work with your son. I'm aware of you. I am aware. Grandson Alan, I am aware. Glenda, I am aware. I will build my community, and where will I build it? Now listen, this is very important that you understand. You were made to build right next to hell itself. So when you hear Pastor Joshua's message from Christmas Eve about saying, if you're comfortable, you're probably not in the will of God. And I want to build that and the gates of hell. In other words, hell gates can't open because of what you've built. It's like you build up next to hell and hell tries to open, but it can't open because you've built there. So the only way the gate can open is to swing this way where we walk in and we take the authority of what the enemy has. We do like our big brother did. We take the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And what he thought was his territory is truly our territory. Amen. I am aware. He wants us to build right next because, listen to me, this is like the playoffs. Somebody wins, somebody goes home. This is not double elimination. This is single elimination. You either win or you go home. I'd love that. That's why I love athletics so much. You got a scoreboard. You can see, am I ahead or am I behind? How much time's left? Okay. Awareness. Anybody who walks around America today and sees a nation with masks on and people dying from the flu or whatever this virus is, and know that it's not of satanic origin. I know Chinese people who were connected over into China and know that it was created in a lab. It's not some random thing. It's an attack of hell against the kingdom of God. What in the world could have stopped America, the land of the home and the free and the brave, from having church? I'm aware. Quit acting like we're just walking through life unaware. It was a satanic attack. And in the name of Jesus, he has made us undefeated. I don't know how we're going to come out of this undefeated, but I know that I'm aware I'm undefeated. I'm undefeated against COVID. It's Dwayne and Hope 1, the devil 0. Go home. So I go down to Argentina. I preach my brains out for 8 days. Counsel, whatever. Come back. Home for a few days, and we're supposed to go to New York for me to speak up there. And then I get to be at Christmas time in New York City, which is breathtaking and incredible. And Sonny goes, your lungs are not quite right, Dwayne. I need you to go get checked. And so I went to be checked, and I had COVID again. I had COVID again. I tested positive, so I called the people in New York, and I said, I'm sorry. I'm not going to be able to come. Awareness. What are we exchanging today? Awareness. Who? Whose awareness for whose awareness? God's awareness for my awareness. I say it again. See, because when you start to get confused, you're in your awareness. Let's say that again. When you start to get overwhelmed, what's the problem? Jess, what's the problem when you start to get overwhelmed? You're in your awareness. So, how long have you gone to hope that you know I'm not going to throw stuff, and I'm only going to throw stuff to people that can catch stuff? I am aware. Notice I saw Kendi over there with her hands out. No, not going to happen. Great speaker, great author, not a great catcher. Okay. Ephesians 6:12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principality. Okay, so I get the COVID test. And so on Friday, my last day, I'm flying out. I cancel the trip. When I cancel the trip, Sunday said, go by and get another COVID test. I said, baby, they're not going to give me another COVID test. I'm on a 10-day quarantine right now. She had a God awareness. I had a man awareness. Are y'all with me today, or am I going to have to take this mic and give somebody a beat down right now? So I said, okay, nevertheless, not my will. So I drove up. I get the COVID test. I get the rapid COVID test. Results, negative. With COVID in 3 days. And the truth was, because I didn't supposed to be in New York, I was supposed to be at Hope, because there was going to be an attack against my son and his health and his situation, and somebody needed to cover this pulpit, because you got to know who you are. Wake up, Cope, to who you are. Let me tell you why I'm so pumped up. I know who you are. I'm aware of who you are. I don't see the natural of this room. I see the spirit of this room. I see the world changers in this room. I am aware. And so I realized it was an exchange. I was where I supposed to be. Well, Bishop, you didn't get to go up to New York. If you go up to New York, you get paid real good. That is exactly right. And then on Saturday, when I was supposed to be in New York and I would have had to work, somebody called me on the phone and they said, one of my spiritual children from Texas, and they said, God supernaturally blessed us with $30,000 extra, and we want to tithe and give offering off of that to you. So in other words, he paid me for not going. Okay, all right. I'm aware, for my God shall, it's not just a It's not words in a book. It's my reality. For my God shall supply all of my needs according to my riches, the world's riches, his riches. And so I'm there. And I said, God, so what do you think about this? He said, will you make an exchange? Are you ready, James and Nelson? Will you make an exchange? He said, I want to give you all new books. You've written 12, 15 books, but I want you to go into storage and get all of your books, and I want you to give them away. I want you to give them away because I have better books for you. How many of you believe 2022, Isaiah 43, 18, 19, forget the former things. Forget them. I don't care how smart you think you are. Forget them. We're going to do it like this. Okay. The first book I ever read was called Dream Principle. Some of y'all remember that from way back, but it's how to live out your dreams. Anybody want one of those? Anybody want one of those? Raise your hand. They'll just keep going. Do it now. Bam, bam, bam. Spirit of catching. The spirit of catching. Come on. There we go. Okay, that's good. There we go. Go.
You're missing people.
Go.
Let the people do it.
Okay, go. Dream family. How many of you would like to know how to make your family supernaturally different? Raise your hand. How many of you would like to know the secrets of a father? Come on, David, help me. Go. How many of you want to find your soulmate? You're thinking about, you need somebody, you want to find a soulmate, you want to find the perfect person for you. How many of you are like, oh, there's only one supernatural woman. I just did dream marriage. Anybody want to know about dream marriage? This is a gift that you can have for somebody else. That's good. What about? I hate it when he starts playing. Okay. Secrets of the Family. This is Sonny's favorite book. I have a couple things in Spanish up here because I'm giving everything away. You can give these as gifts. See, the second service is going to go, what in the world did we miss? Well, you weren't aware. You should have come to the first service. Okay. Okay, that's good. Here we go. This is, okay. How many of y'all, See, watch this. What did I just do? Cassandra, what did I just do with the books? What's Pastor Josh's series been? It's on the exchange. What did I just do?
Exchange.
It's not what you say. It's what you do. See, I shamelessly, Sandra, did this today just to plant seed for my 2022. So come on, Maria. So I would have such incredible gifts and blessings and whatever. I want to make an exchange. I'm looking for stuff. You know what I thought about Pastor Josh? Good gracious. You remember that service at the Covenant Conference Center, where people started giving each other gifts. People started giving cars. You remember that? It was like a spirit of exchange. I thought, do you know what all of us have? I was thinking about myself. What all of us have in storage and different things that you're not using anyhow? What if the spirit of exchange really got on us, Hope? And out of what we have in storage, we just met people's needs. It's costing you money to have storage. Well, I'll use it someday. How about getting some God awareness and realize God's going to give you something better than you ever thought you could have? Okay, let me end with this. In the Jewish calendar, this is year 5782, which is a sabbatical year. It's not an ordinary year. It's the year of release and letting go. Are you ready to release and let go? Are you aware? How many of you know that our little Gregorian calendar is not the real deal? It's not spiritual. It's an awareness that you need to enter in 2022 with peace and rest. 5782. 5 means to be watchful, to be aware. Raise your hand. God, let me be aware. God, let me be so aware. This is what gets you promotion. This is what gets you kingdom relationships. This is what opens new doors to you. Just get aware. I dare you to walk into any situation, any meeting, any work day and go, so God, what do you think about this? What is it that you think about? I want to be aware. So 5 means to watch. 7 means to plow and not look back. How many of you know that says he's going to make roads in the wilderness, streams? We're going to plow up new ground. We're going to plow up and plant in new fields, and we're going to reap the most extraordinary harvest because nobody's ever sowed in these fields before. And my eyes, Tiff, are not back here. I don't care how good 2021 was or how bad it was. Get your eyes off of it. Get aware of, God, what you're going to do. I'm aware. So 1 is a picture of an eye. 5 is a picture of an eye. 7 is a picture of a plow. 8 means to separate, to have a fence, or to have a wall. To be different, holy. Oldest book in the Bible. Remember book of Job. First principle in the whole Bible was there was a wall around his family where the devil could not touch it. Put up a wall. Don't make me get Pastor Josh up here to sing Jesus Be a Fence, because then I'd start shouting and running. But 2, the number 2, remember it's 2022, and this is 5782. 2 means to be joined together to build. It's the picture of a house. It's time for a new house. in the spirit and in the natural. I said, "It's. Are y'all aware?" See, some of you ought to be just, Dom's up there clapping. Dom's clapping. Come on, be aware. It's time for a new house. A new house. A new house. A new house. It's on the calendar. Pat, it's on the calendar. It's on the calendar. I'm aware. The Bible says, before you build something, Nelson can catch. I was aware. Before you build something, count the cost. I can read you those scriptures if you want to. Man sets down, he counts the cost. Because he says, what's it going to look like if you build a foundation and you can't finish what you build? Let me tell you about hope. We don't start nothing that we don't finish. We're tenacious. This group is tenacious. This morning, I got here at 7:40. Worship team was already here, and they were working. And they were working. And they were working. And I got in the car and had to leave because I was getting tired listening to them work. See, you see the results of that worship that comes out and you go, do you know the price that's been paid? Those are not simple little doodad songs they sing. They're songs that Johnny and Pastor Josh have, Pastor Corinne have worked, fine-tuned, and they're aware that it touched their spirit, so they know that when they sing it, it will touch your spirit. And what got me, I love it, I love it, I love it, Sandra, is I always watch how far the worship goes back. And I peeked and I saw the worship from the front to the back. I saw people aware that the King had just come in the room. Oh, I'm aware of that. That makes me want to shiver, jump, aware. Why is it in worship, David, you never feel overwhelmed? Now, you can feel overwhelmed on the way to church and the way home. Why is it that you don't feel overwhelmed in worship? Because the Holy Spirit is the great awareness. The Holy Spirit is the great awareness, but when you get in His presence, what's a big problem? Come on, Jess, what's a big problem? When I'm in His, come on, small, when I'm in His presence, what am I worried about? The King is here that can make one decree, that can make one word, that can do one situation, and everything changes. I'm aware of that. I want you to bow your heads right now. Would you do that with me? And you just go, whatever you're worried about, whatever you are concerned about, Kendi, I want you to get ready to do one of those Kendi aware prayers over these people. I mean, come out of the box, fire in both barrels. In the name of Jesus, I want you to get ready because God's going to settle an awareness on you. It's not going to be just for today from 9:30 to 11. I'm talking about an awareness that will go with you through the undefeated part. We still got in 2021. Yeah. How many days? 5 days. Oh, we got 5 days, baby. You realize what kind of miracles got to happen, Samal? Come on. They got to happen these past 5 days for me to leave undefeated? Come on, D. I'm aware that He's able. Everybody say He's able. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I want you to release some things. Can't look back. Make the exchange. Your awareness, for God's awareness? Are you ready to make the exchange? This is a big time exchange. You ready, my darling? Stand up and get both hands up and surrender. Get those antennas up to heaven. Get those antennas up to heaven. Get those antennas up to heaven. Antennas up to heaven. Are you ready?
Amen. We're going to do an exchange right now, right?
Come on, baby.
We're going to give God all the praise and all the glory, all the honor. Come on, lift up your praise.
Yeah.
Lift up your worship. He's been good to you in 2021. He's delivered you in 2021. He's healed you in 2021. He's delivered you. He's protected you. Come on, let me hear your worship in this place. Let me hear your praise in this place. You can do better than that.
Come
give
on,
him
baby.
All the glory. Give him all the praise. Give him all the honor. Lift up your worship. Lift up your worship, Lord God. You're worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, Lord God. We honor you in this place. We magnify you in this place, Lord God. We won't let the rocks cry out and be louder than us, Lord God. We won't let creation give you more glory than we give you glory, Lord God. You woke us up this morning, Lord God. You brought us in this place, Heavenly Father, Lord God, to hear this message, Heavenly Father, Lord God, to be aware of your presence, to be aware of your glory, Lord God, to be aware of your revelation, Lord God. Bring us in tune with you, Lord God. Bring us in tune with you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I come against everything that would try to block your voice, Heavenly Father, Lord God. I silence the voice of the whisperer right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I come against, Lord God, every doubt, every unbelief, every fear, Lord God. I cast it out right now in the name of Jesus. I anoint our ears so that we can hear what your spirit is saying to us, Lord God, for the next 5 days. What do you want us to do? Where do you want us to walk? Who do you want us to speak to? What do you want us to give in exchange, Heavenly Father, Lord God? Oh, so to she. We're exchanging fear for love. We're exchanging disgruntledness for peace this morning, Father God. We're exchanging, Lord God, sickness for healing, Lord God. We're exchanging turmoil in our minds, Lord God, for the mind of Christ Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord God, for your Holy Spirit that leads and guides us into all truth. I release the spirit of truth upon your people right now, Lord God. Your word says that when we know the truth will set us free. The truth will set us free. We are breaking chains with your truth right now. You're breaking shackles with your truth right now, Lord God. Strongholds are coming down right now. Strongholds are coming down right now. Things, Lord God, that hold us chained in 2021, you're freeing us right now, Lord God. You say you're going into 2022 free. Because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. If God has made you free, shout praise unto him. Thank his name. If he's loosed off some shackles, give him some praise. If he's given you a new name, give him some praise. If he's given you a new identity, give him some praise. He's doing a new thing. 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 Oh, so to shake. No looking back, no looking back, no looking back. Just look ahead. Don't be distracted. Keep your focus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God, we thank you. We thank you for the new thing. We thank you for the new day, for the new opportunity, for a new awareness of your spirit, of your presence, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks again for listening. If you like this message, make sure to like and share. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, share hope with someone today.